Power on.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another episode of Ask Drone You.
Yes, episode number 31. Thank you all for being with us. We so appreciate you spending some time with us.
I think this is going to be actually an extremely entertaining podcast.
I hope so. That's the goal.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be a shooting gallery.
Yes, it is.
Or
I
is
hope
it?
You guys all have your shooting glasses on. I don't want you getting injured eyes.
So we've got a question out of Texarkana.
Ironically, or maybe it's not ironic. Maybe it makes perfect sense. His question, can I shoot a drone out of the sky? Like, if it's over my house and I've not given them permission, you've said...
Yippee-ki-yay!
You've said, Paul, so Joseph's calling us out now, that I own the space over my house. So if the drone's flying over my house, can I shoot that sucker down?
The answer is... No. All right, and here's why. I'm gonna go into the detail, a little bit of legalese, and I'm gonna go over something I saw on Facebook because, frankly, it really upset me. Essentially, it is absolutely 100% illegal to shoot a drone out of the sky. Well, why is that? Because before they were not defined as aircraft, and now they are defined as aircraft with the release of the proposed rules for unmanned aerial vehicles. So, because they are defined as aircraft, I have to point to the U.S. Code of Law, actually 18 U.S. Code 32, Title 18, Part 1, Chapter 2, which dictates the destruction of aircraft or aircraft facilities.
There will be a test, Paul.
Whoever willingly, and this is part one, sets fire to, damages, destroys, disables, wrecks any aircraft in the special aircraft jurisdiction of the United States or any civil aircraft used, operated, or employed in interstate, overseas, or foreign air commerce, or places or causes to be placed a destructive device or substance in, upon, in proximity to, or otherwise makes or causes to be made unworkable or unusable or hazardous to work or use any such aircraft, any part of any other materials used or intended to be used in connection with the operation of such aircraft, which means if you shoot someone's remote out of their hand, this is just as bad. So, Rob, what's gonna happen? Well,
they're gonna go to jail.
They're gonna go to federal prison for 20 years. And I will say this. The Daily Caller, which is a website, sorry, I'm playing with a dampener in my hand.
Cool. Everyone should play with a dampener.
The Daily Caller posted on Facebook, if you see a drone over your property, would you shoot it down? And 89% of the people said yes.
That's pretty staggering, although I bet a lot of our listeners just said, yes, I would shoot it down.
Well, all of those 89% who answered in that poll would all be in federal prison. Now, I will say this, the Daily Caller and the survey that they were doing, it was actually a ploy to get email addresses. So
okay.
I don't know whether to say bravo on obtaining email addresses or bravo on... propaganda against United States law.
Well, either way, I think something that we need to talk about with regards to shooting a drone out of the sky is there's a safety issue here because the reality is that bullet's got to come down somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that people are thinking about that.
Well, you know what? Here's an even more... Let's take that to the next level. We always take things to the next level, right? Let's go
That's
deeper.
Right. How high can we go?
Okay.
How deep can we go?
Let's say the bullet hits the LiPo battery. Right? Now let's say that because the farmer is not used to or prone to chemical fires, that he shoots the drone out of the sky, the bullet hits the LiPo battery, the drone falls into his field of corn, that, well, it's been a drought season, has it not?
It's been dry, absolutely.
So let's say that LiPo battery starts a chemical fire, which as you know, chemical fires cannot be put out with water. So what happens to his corn crop on which that drone just fell out of the sky?
Well, and that's, you know, a cornfield is one thing. A neighborhood is another.
That's right. If a chemical fire were to start on a home, the whole house is going up, especially if it started on the outside of the home.
And I people are not thinking about those things. Even those ones, there probably are a handful of people that I actually believe would really shoot a drone out of the sky. There are just some crazy people out there.
Definitely.
And they are not thinking that through.
That is 100% right. And I would love to have a little argument session with the Daily Caller just purely for fun because they really don't know what they're talking about.
Paul likes to argue.
I came from a family of lawyers. What would you expect?
Oh, that explains it.
What would you expect?
Yep.
So, when you wake up every day and your dad's like, "Good morning!" And it's just like, whoa, dude. He's like, well, that's how I would talk in court.
This ain't court, Dad.
Exactly right.
My word.
It ain't court, Dad.
It's called the bedroom.
That's right. So, can you shoot a drone out of the sky and get away with it? Well, probably not. And I know because if my camera was still operating and you shot my drone out of the sky, I would ensure that no matter what, I had full power in the direction of the firearm.
Well, and keep in mind, drones have cameras on them.
That's right.
So they've probably got you on that camera.
That's right. And if you weren't on camera before, you are now. So, you know, I gotta say this. Most of the people who are flying drones out there, if they're over a farm, they're out there collecting data. They're out there collecting information to help the farmer, not to hurt the farmer. So I think this whole fear-mongering with political issues, whether it be right or left, doesn't matter. I'm not a fan of fear-mongering. We need to educate.
Yeah, and I think the reality also with drones and the privacy concerns, as we've talked in previous podcasts, the vast majority of people, a very high percentage, 98-99% of people are doing it the right way, with the right motives, with the right ethics. The drones to be concerned about are the drones you can't even see. You're going to be concerned about
it. You know what? If those farmers are really, really worried about being watched, I have news for you. It's too late.
Exactly.
And it's way too late. I'm talking about Argus. If you don't know what Argus is, go to YouTube and check out ARGUS.
Yep.
And you will figure out real quick what's going on with the U.S. government.
Yeah, this is the folks out there doing their jobs with drones.
So
they're not out there to pry into your privacy.
No, they're not. They're not. And don't forget, farmers, you do own the airspace up to 83 feet. So if they come in your airspace, they're trespassing, and that's where they can get in trouble if they don't have
but
a property release.
But you still can't shoot them down.
You still can't shoot them
you
down.
You can get them in trouble.
Yes.
Somehow. There's procedures for that.
That is right.
Maybe another podcast down the road?
Yeah, maybe. But that's probably going to do it for us today, huh?
I think it's a pretty clear cut and,
it's cut and dry.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
I stumbled with that one.
No, it's okay.
Yes, I think it's cut and dry. Don't shoot them out of the sky. You'll get in trouble.
And guys, if you have any questions, whether they be insightful or not, make sure to go to AskDroneU.com and ask your question in whatever silly voice you want to or whatever serious voice you want to, and we will answer your questions along with the length of Rob's hair on our podcast. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And I'm not bald, and this is AskDroneU.
Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You.